Hi, this is Variety Shana, Verified Kashi Media Podcast Live. I just want to give an update of our new listenership list for 2022 for the month of April. I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners around the world globally, and I truly, truly appreciate you all tuning in and listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. We're always working to improve our content each and every time that we publish our content. I just want to say thank you to USA. Thank you so much for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Brazil, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Morocco, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Ireland, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Germany, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Algeria, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Russia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Japan, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. United Kingdom, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Italy, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Israel, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Spain, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Canada, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. China, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. France, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Czech Republic, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Ghana, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Belgium, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Panama, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Malaysia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Uganda, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Slovakia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. France, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Portugal, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Iran, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Kenya, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Taiwan, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Austria, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Turkey, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Tunisia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Hungary, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Egypt, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Switzerland, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Colombia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. India, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Romania, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Netherlands, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Mexico, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Philippines, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Australia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Saudi Arabia, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Gabon, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Sudan, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Denmark, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Nigeria, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Panama, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Singapore, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Mozambique, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Syria, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Lebanon, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Norway, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Belgium, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Ghana, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Puerto Rico, thank you for listening to Kashi Media Podcast Live. Burkina Faso. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Cameroon. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Emirates, Dubai. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Peru. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Amen. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Rwanda. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Martinique. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Sweden. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Benin. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Guatemala, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ivory Coast, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Costa Rica, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Gabon, oh, I mentioned you already, I'm sorry. Dominican Republic, thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Ukraine. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. Hashimate. Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. We truly appreciate you all tuning in and listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. I'm so forever thank you and grateful for you tuning in and listening, downloading us, and streaming us. Keep listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. We're truly grateful to your listenership. Thank you, Variety Chenevere. Money.
Betray or deceive you, my friend, but
if you show me the cash, then I will take it. If you tell me to cry, then I will fake it. If you give me your hand, then I will shake it.
You will do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Die for you, I can sell my soul to the devil.
Gluttony and greed, then watch the ones with the biggest smiles, the idle jabbers, cause they're the backstabbers.
If you know it's a lie, then you will swear it. If you give it with yours, then you will bear it. If it's taking a chance, then you will dare it.
You would do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Lie for you, die for you. I sell my soul to the devil.
Anything, 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 anything I hope y'all got y'all players cards. Cause y'all ain't getting in unless you do.
Bounce, it's the new 12 play. Bounce, yeah, throw the like Elway. Bounce, I wanna see your tail shake. Bounce, when you hear R. Kel say.
Players only, we wear them chicks be jerking they bodies. Up in the club where they get real naughty. Take them from here to the private party where there ain't nothing but players only. Where the players be spilling a lot of dough. Honey's got bouncing on the floor. This is how we do behind the players though. Surrounded by them players and thugs.
She on the floor.
The girls going wild in the club.
In VIP.
Got Joe with a bottle of bud.
She don't care.
Shaking, just throwing them up. I really like to know her, the way she worms her. Body up and down, she got me heated up. I can't count, I really wanna beat it up. Show her how I hit the bar and spend it up. You ain't gonna be worried about being alone. Cause tonight we'll be together in my home. Exit Alpha Club, bouncing our domes. Got that red coupe matching the chrome. Put that body in motion, motion, and watch it wave like an ocean, ocean. Now break it down and worm it, worm it. Now bring it up, now shake it, shake it. Players only, we wear them chicks be jerking their bodies. Up in the club where they get real naughty. Take them from here to the private party where there ain't nothing but players only. Where the players be spending a lot of dough. Honey's got bouncing on the floor. This is how we do behind the players though.
I'm still fresh like Impala, Trey's young gun, still riding the bass drum. Four times platinum, hated to love it, I'm still number one. Still in the hood, one hand on my and my finger still make. I mean the one with the ring and the tongue. Compton, R. Kelly found her in the slums. Shaking that rum, both hands on the pumps. In the home with me, I had your girl yelling, Kale's my drunk, but the two girlfriends still wanna have fun. Pass the let her drink red rum. Bet she ain't never seen a penthouse at the Trump. Me and R been around the world, and we'll give it to you just how you like it, girl.
Girl, you on a mission. Step in the club, shutting down competition. The way you walk it, talk it, switch it. And when the doors close, handle your business. Then make your booty go. Break it down now. Bring it up now. Push it back, girl.
Girls, you
can shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Out the club, in the coupe, to the mansion. We gon' get bent up till the morning. Lean back in the chair while you wind it. Lap dance on me, girl, bump and grind it. We gon' do it till we drop, until the party stop. We gon' keep it hot.
Oh,
players only. We wear them chicks be jerking their bodies. Up in the club where they get real naughty. Take them from here to the private party where there ain't nothing but players only. Where the players be spending a lot of dough. Honey's got bouncing on the floor. This is how we do behind the players though. I like it when you flip that, bump that, roll that, shake that, drop that, broke that, make it go clap clap. Flip that, bump that, roll that, shake that, drop that, broke that, make it go clap clap. Players only. We wear them chicks be jerking their bodies. Up in the club where they get real naughty. Take them from here to the private party where there ain't nothing but players only. Where the players be spending a lot of dough. Honey's got bouncing on the floor. This is how we do behind the players though.
Scott Storch, Kales, the game, y'all. TP3 reloaded. Y'all better duck.
Hi, this is Variety Chenevere for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on the defense team of R. Kelly's Chicago federal trial for sexual child pornography. They're going to be weighing in on questions of their prosecution that took place, the opposition of the prosecution of the sex porn tapes with allegedly R. Kelly and minors. And we did have a commentary where the Chicago Times news reporter said that the videotape that he received came in from Los Angeles through FedEx, addressed to him as the receiver and sender, or sender and receiver. Delivered to him in the newsroom where he works at. Back in what, a couple years when it started out with the case, and he said that he had been following R. Kelly ever since he started his career. I don't know why. It was something about R. Kelly that he started following him. Sound like a stalker to me. But anyway, that's what he was saying, you know, what he had said or testified. So I work in news myself. I have experience in media arts. I went to college for it. I went to college for television, film, broadcasting, so forth. I am myself a producer. I have produced plenty of audio, like I do this one. And I don't always be the great, because I do it my own way. But anyway, for someone like myself, and who can be on the outside looking out, I mean inside looking out, or the outside looking in, I can kind of, well, I can just say for my own expertise of knowledge, of my experience of how I was trained in my field of broadcasting, and also with dealing with film and working as a camera operator myself, in television studios and things like that, and working in production with sound, so on and so forth. I can analyze what's being said at the R. Kelly trial a little bit more, how can I say, just put it this way, I can just say, nah, yay, nah, nah, yay. Basically. So they're going to be focusing on these sex tapes, because that's what the defense team has to really weigh in on in order to get him acquitted in Chicago. So, they work in this field as well, broadcasting, television, radio, film, television, you know, there are a lot of us out there, indies, independent companies, so on and so forth, and a lot of us have gotten our experience from self-taught and teaching ourselves, or just going to school, etc., you know. So, because the R. Kelly verdict for Chicago is going to be weighed heavy on the pornography tapes that were shown in court, the defense team of our attorney Bojean has to really weigh in on some significance. Like, so far, I haven't heard in the media myself evidence of sex tapes showing R. Kelly having sex with a minor with his wife, ex-wife, Drea. They haven't mentioned that yet. They haven't shown that yet. They've shown that what tapes with just minors and allegedly him, supposedly. So, I'm going to go around a lot of things. And I've known Robert since childhood, and I know him very well. And I'm going to go this direction because of my work. The number one thing, we're talking sex tapes, pornography tapes, VHS tapes that were sent in the mail to a news reporter. VHS tapes that was in the possession of a woman, now a woman, who claims that she too, I guess her name was Lisa, was involved, and everyone else had sex tapes since the beginning of his career. They've had sex with him, so they say. Sex tapes. VHS sex tapes. Now, being in this industry, at some point, I had to analyze this when they kept saying tapes, 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 tapes. And we're talking from the starting of his career from what, 93, 94, 95, something like that, when he first signed on with a deal, or when he went solo from his singing group that he had, and then he went solo. So either it's between when he started out with the band or when he went solo. That's when they supposed to start it happening with sex tapes. Tapes. Now, some point in time, from here to 2022, and between the years of when he was acquitted, they still had VHS sex tapes being made. So that tells me that every single piece of evidence that the prosecution had was on a sex tape. It was on a VHS. Interesting. Because I know from being in VHS faded out a long time ago. And VHS camcorders are no longer in existence unless you are someone who collects vintage cameras or have one. Now, in order to have the kind of tape that they had floating around, and then it was mailed to somebody else and someone else had it, the one thing about audio, not audio, well, audio too, but video itself that we can get into, because this is what they're focused on in order to get him acquitted, is that you can take a tape and make a copy. Once you make a copy and you give it to someone else take that same tape and make an additional copy on their recorder. And then they give it to someone else, and then it's recorded again. Eventually, it can fade out. And back in the day, VHS tapes were also like magnetic strips, cassette tapes. So in order for you to be someone who could record off of a VHS tape time after time, time after time, you have to know exactly what you're doing. In order for that tape not to get stuck in a video recorder. The VHS tape was recorded so much that it became flawed and blurred. And when you work in film, television, radio, broadcasting, even today's world of apps, you can take a person on screen and dub a person's voice and make it look like that they're saying something. You can downplay the person's actual voice and make it sound like someone else's. It's called special effects. It's called lip syncing. It's called dubbing. You know, it's called voiceover. Now, if you're doing it to incriminate somebody, then it's called fraud. Now, you have plenty of apps out there. And I know a lot of celebrities, after listening to this, they probably gonna say, oh, no, hell no, don't use my voice no more. But you can actually take a person's voice and apply it to media on what's on video. And when a person's mouth is opening up and moving, just like when you see the meow cat videos and they're singing, their mouth is moving, but they're singing the song as they're moving their mouth. Same thing. Same thing as the alleged R. Kelly in the video. So I was listening to another podcaster, and Lady D, she was saying how the girl was saying, oh, do this, daddy, do this, do that, do that, do this. All that could be added on to the tape. They could have been synced in. He could have been possibly maybe him in a video or something, but what he said might not really been what he said. Things like that can happen. Happens all the time. People can go into a recording studio and have an original song and sing over it and dub out the original person's voice so your voice would be on top of the song as you sing the lyrics. Same thing in this case of dealing with this sex tape. So no one really knows what was really said in the sex tape. The flaw of the sex tape that's supposed to have been out there, and I'm talking about something that I saw on YouTube, what I didn't see a full-fledged tape. What I saw was someone who was walking past, sitting down, and then they, I guess a girl was there on this tape, but it was supposed to be in color, but the way that it looked like it was really in black and white, but it had a new filter on it to make it color. That's what it looked like to me. And it was flawed and blurred as if it had been copied so many times. And I know Robert. I don't have to get up on the screen to look and see with a magnifying glass. I don't have to move a close-up to identify Robert on film. So what I saw on film did not look like Robert. For one, the guy was too damn black. Not against black guys, dark skin, but he was too dark. This guy had hair on his head. The next video they showed that was supposed to be the same video, he didn't have hair on his head. He was kind of bald. Or he was bald head. He didn't have hair. And those were two different segments that, of course, it had to be merged together. So, you have tapes, 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 tapes. You have 20 witnesses that were on the witness stand for the prosecution to testify, and they were all on VHS tapes. Who allegedly, supposedly,
has sex with R. Kelly. You got a mama who has sex with R. Kelly and her daughter. I don't know how they're going to get around that, but that's weird. And we're talking from the early 90s into going into the mid-2000s as well. So even 2007, 2010, he had something going on. He went back to court again, 2014 or something. Everybody's still on VHS tapes. I ain't had a VCR in my house in years. Years. The media never changed. The media never changed. See, when you're dealing with video, and I mean, goddamn, who got a camcorder still? Really? So, no one ever had on the prosecution side a CD, a DVD, or a Laserdisc, USB, or a tapeless tape. Media changed over the years. Nobody had HD definition. They can get a close-up shot and know who was really in video. They still all on VHS tapes on the prosecution side. Well, I tell you what. When I went to Amoeba music store, the record store, I went to go look at some R. Kelly music. I didn't find any cassettes of R. Kelly. And I used to work at Sony Music myself. And when I worked at Sony Music, when they did the duplication for the distribution for music and video, it's all done on CD and DVDs. Even the record labels was updated on media. So the victims, accusers, and the prosecution still got VHS tapes through camcorders. Look at his music videos. They're not shot on as a performing artist on a camcorder, VHS. They're shot on digital. Hello? So, dealing with media of tapes, they all come in different sizes. You have the 8mm tapes. Then you have the mini micro tapes, like the size that would go inside of a voicemail, old time answering machine. You have those type of tapes. You have the tapes that's kind of like half of the size of a video VHS, which is like considered the 3mm. I think that was the 3mm one, kind of square. And then these VHS tapes back in the day, VHS tapes, even if you pass them around and you send it to somebody to Europe, you have to convert that tape from its region to another region in order for it to be reviewed. Such as, you can't send a USA tape to a person in the United Kingdom or somewhere else in another country, because then they'll have to become converted to PAL, P-A-L. And they couldn't sing, they can, but if they sent you a tape from their region of the United Kingdom of the same sex tape to United States and sent to you, and you put it in your video, it would have to be converted to from PAL to your region of the United States in order to be reviewed. That's what I'm talking about. The origin of the tape is a big significance in getting R. Kelly acquitted. So far, the prosecution only has VHS camcorder recorded tapes. Never a mini DVD. A DVD, regular size DVD, or a CD DVD size. It's always been a VHS camcorder tape. Now, these type of tapes were usually used in newsrooms and TV, television stations, broadcasting stations. And they did it, and they save it, and they use it as their archives and things like that. But eventually, if they have to bring something up to date so it doesn't look so fuzzy, they too have to convert it to the new media that's in place, which would be like high definition. And no one ever took the videotapes and made it so clear to make sure that you would know that that was him and someone else without it being fuzzy. They never did make it a high definition, even when they transferred it from one person to another. Everything is still original. So that tells me that the timing of the recording of these tapes came somewhere else. It could have been simply someone who liked to watch kid porn, and they decided to use him as that person or someone who looked like him. It's possible. There are a lot of lookalikes out here. There are a lot of imitators out here. There are a lot of impersonators out here. Who's to say? All I'm saying is, me being a person who works in the industry, media changes. Media changes. And music videos are shot with film, but it's on a reel. It was on a reel of when I used to load cameras. As a camera loader, you load it, but you slide it in. You slide it in as well. Now, videotapes can be spliced to edit it. It can be spliced and then it's pieced back together. It can be done that way. But someone with great professional skills would know how to do it. They also know how to add voices, make sure they're on timing, on the lip movement, so on and so forth, because that's how we're taught. Moments, seconds, and minutes are a big deal when you're dealing with recording audio. So hopefully, Bojean would be an attorney who would be astute enough to recognize that, damn, from the 90s all the way into 2010, 2014, they still on a camcorder, VHS tape, recording, having sex. Never the digital camera? With a CD? A DVD? A tapeless CD? A high definition video camera? Always just a VHS tape. Interesting. That's straight old school. And I know Robert got enough money to buy a brand new camera if he wanted to. So, I don't think he's that old school. I don't even think he would own a VCR. 'Cause I don't. But I take that back. I will look into ordering one on Amazon for the vintage area of ordering VCRs. 'Cause you never know when you may need old school stuff. You can always go back and do it all over again. So, that is just going to be very heavy in the big significance of the VCR, because the VCR, the VHS faded out, and then the CDs took over. And then from the CDs, it became DVDs after that. So they all had their time. The mini tapes, the 8mm, 3mm, the micro, they all had their time. Now you can record on a USB. Now you can record on your cell phone. And then also we're dealing with pixels and imaging and contrasting and brightness. In the professional of just having color. And from what I saw from the lighting, it really didn't look like he was in whoever it was. It looked like from what I saw on the video on YouTube, the little portion that was there, it wasn't a full video. He was coming from the side of the room. He kept going off. He went off from the sofa area to the corner, to the side of the room each time. He never came straight forward. He always went diagonal. He went diagonal. So for him to be diagonal, that looks like it would have been something that was blocked off in order to create that scene of that area. Like it was staged. Because he only went straight off. He never came straight into the camera lens and adjusted the camera and walked toward it. He always went off stage, like off to the side and back on again. And I think the person that entered also came from the side and went on. They never came like straight forward. It was always like to the left, to the left, to the left. Which tells me that could have been just staged and set up. You could have just put up everything. Curtains, blinds, everything. To me, it looks staged, if you ask me. Someone who, you know, have worked around people who does staging, setting up the stage and the props and the shoots and things like that, and studios and been around that. That's just how it appeared to me for someone who works in that profession. And I'm not a hater. Like I said, I grew up with Robert. He's my best friend. We've been close friends for years. I haven't seen him in a long time, however. He could have changed over the years, but my whole thing is that dealing with something on a professional level and stepping out of the friendship thing and just looking at it from the side of a profession, I think it's kind of odd to still have a camcorder VHS recording of these tapes and everybody is still on tapes and not DVD. So, or CD. Because someone by now should have had a CD or a DVD. It just tells me, it makes me feel like that this was made a little bit earlier than that. Because the media choice of equipment is kind of old school. Because in the 90s, when I was working in the television studio, we were using Ikigami. And that was like digital back then, and that was early 90s. Ikigamis and Aeroflex. That was standard to record music videos and anything. Whether it's in the TV studio, music videos, offset, go to the studio, lease it out. Most camera departments, even if you didn't have your own kind of equipment and you went to go lease it out, because back in the day, people had public access studios. A lot of neighborhoods back in the day in the 90s had public access studios. Public access studios are studios that are open to the public at a cable company, and you can go in to learn editing, production, and everything. That's how I learned as well. And you use their cameras. And even back then in the 90s when they had that, we were then on VHS at some studios. Because you work in a news type of capacity, because they used it and saved it as archives, which will come from a television studio when you shot. But anything after that, outside of that, most of the times when you're dealing with like labels and things like that, they kind of faded out, and then it was just DVDs being shot. Digital cameras being shot at that time. So, timing is everything on this. And the acquittal, they're going to try to get him acquitted for in Chicago. And hopefully, the defense will be able to bring up this type of subject of all this time that has passed. Everyone is still on the VHS camcorder tape. The media never changed. So hopefully they'll be able to zoom in on that and talk about that and bring that attention to the judge and the jury. And that should give you a little bit more length of timeline on when all this really happened and took place. Because even, what, around 2007, 2004, whatever, they still have VHS camcorder tapings each time they did something. So whomever did this kept a camcorder VHS tape recorder at all times, and they never recorded on digital format, ever. High definition, any of that. So, that's interesting. That's very interesting to me as someone who works in the industry that they still have one standard tape in size. And certain tapes could, VHS tapes can't fit all of the same kind of VCRs either. They all have their own type of size to fit particular VCRs, and also sometimes they did it also by brand as well. So there's something that I want to discuss today on the R. Kelly sex tapes for the defense team. And they're going to be weighing on that. And that's going to be a very heavy thing for them to convince the jury and the judge for his acquittal in Chicago in his federal trial. It's the sex tapes. So hopefully she, the attorney, Bojean, attorney for R. Kelly, would be able to recognize and say, wow, after some time has passed, during time, things have stayed the same. The media never changed with time. So there's something to consider in that. And hopefully if the juror is listening to my podcast, you'll think about that too. This is Variety Shunning Verifakashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on the sex tapes, VHS, camcorder, recorded sex tapes with allegedly R. Kelly and minors. Take care, and thank you for listening.
Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Now let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Let me see you go back. Let me see you come in. Yeah.
It's Friday and I'm ready to swing. Pick up my girls and hit the party scene tonight. Oh, it's alright. Get up and let this funky mellow groove get you.
Unlocked, I'll be creeping.